Is that today?
Bless you.
Well, maybe they'll gather on in here.
Hey, ma'am. Bless you, Sister Sharon.
I've been searching so long for the words to describe a dream I was given one night. But I found a suspicion to tell what I felt when I saw him walk out. I dreamed we had gathered at the old meeting house.
Yeah.
My family, my dear friends, and I.
Thank you, sir.
We had gone there to worship at the close of the day when I saw him walk out of the sky. The church doors was open and the singing began. Then the loud sound of thunder tonight.
Bless the Lord.
I looked up to the light and the heavens grew bright when I saw him walk out of the sky.
Bless you.
I wanted to shout, "Oh, look, he's turned."
Amen.
But my lips could not utter a sound.
Bless the Lord.
And behold what I saw coming down. All the brightness surrounds me,
yeah,
cannot be disguised, and the wonders untold, though I try. When I saw him,
yes,
walk out of the sky.
Hallelujah.
It's a dream I will treasure as long as I live.
That's right.
When I saw him walk out of the sky.
Good. Good, Sister Shane.
Hey.
Amen.
Yeah,
hallelujah. What a song. Yeah. Amen. Okay, good song. Good singing. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Hold on. Yes. No. Go on. He'll go up there. All right, go on.
I think Thomas has got one.
It's all yours, by the way.
All right. Hey, man. That was good. I like that. I saw him when he walked out of the sky. Boy, that'd be a tremendous sight. I'd like to see the Lord come today. Amen.
Amen. Right.
I know we've come down today that they don't want him to come, but I'm kind of hoping to hasten the day. Hallelujah. Hey, if he wants to come today, hallelujah, all my problems will be over with, amen.
Right.
All this heat, there'll be no, I think the air conditioner still works up in heaven, amen, Brother Dan. I know one thing, I'm looking forward to getting there.
Amen.
I've seen enough of this down here, I'm ready to see something different, amen. Hallelujah. Jesus went away to prepare a place for us, and not only is it waiting for us, but it won't be complete till we get there. Amen. We'll be there when they put the crown on Him. We'll be there, amen, when they sing about Him, when they worship Him, when they praise Him. We'll be there, amen. Jesus said if it wasn't so, He said, I'd have told you, amen. Let me make a couple of announcements. Wednesday night last week, we kind of officially started the Wednesday night service, but we've not officially announced it. We're not compelling you. If you can be here, wonderful. If you can't be here, pray for us. We're going to try to start having Wednesday night services, which will be official. I just didn't announce it because I wasn't sure if we was going to, and I guess we're going to. We had four here last Wednesday and about, I think, 23 online. We don't want to take in too much ground, but we don't want to pass up any opportunity we can for the furtherance of the gospel. We're just trying to get the message out. But if Brother Mark, if he gets to feeling better, he called me this morning about 6 o'clock and he's down in his back, and I took his place teaching this morning. And if I don't hear from him, I'll be preaching tonight. And if he's not better by Wednesday, I'll be teaching Wednesday night. He done a good job teaching about the certainty of the King James Bible, and I love the topic, and I love the teaching, and thank God for a Bible. Amen. As long as I got this, Brother James, I'm all right. You take this away from me, and I'm going to glean on my memory as long as I can. The psalm that said, Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against Thee. This is the only instructions that I have. It's instructions in righteousness. Lots of times us men don't read the instructions, but I've read these instructions quite a bit.
Yeah, right.
I'm on my 19th time of reading it all the way through, but I've been reading it for 34 years. I just hadn't read it all the way through. My mother passed away. I was an only son, and I put it down for just a little while as far as reading it all the way through. Good to see Brother Patrick, Sister Sarah here this morning. I think they're looking for something. Brother Larry must have lost an eye glass or something. But anyway, we're thankful for the Bible. Mark done a good job. If he's not here Wednesday, we'll be teaching out of the book of Acts, starting in chapter 1, verse 1, teaching through the book of Acts. Did you find it, Brother Larry?
No.
Oh, Lord, that don't sound good. All right. Let me announce this also. trying to think of what the other announcement. I had another announcement other than the Sunday of Wednesday night. Oh, don't forget we're having services tonight, 5 o'clock. If you can come,
yeah,
be here. I keep forgetting to announce that. Y'all pray for me. I'm just pea-brained anyway. I ain't got much sense, but I try to use what I got for the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Good singing this morning. Appreciate that song. Sister Sharon sung. Appreciate those congregational songs. Amen. We're going to be preaching today at the book of Revelations. We'll probably be preaching tonight also out of the book of Revelations. But we're going to take our text out of Revelations chapter number 1. We got a few notes over here. Help an old man out. But I didn't have anything really pressing in my heart. As I was mowing the yard yesterday, it was kind of lean. Somebody noted when I put the lawnmower up in the barn. Brother James, I've still got his lawnmower. I think I've had it longer than he has. But I will say this, when I do get it for him, it won't be no charge. It'll be free. He's been patient with me, and I want to reward that. We're going to get it going. But it's been too hot to do anything. But when I put the lawnmower back up in the barn, for some reason Jehoshaphat come to my mind. I don't know what the heck Jehoshaphat had to do with anything. I heard a preacher preach about Jehoshaphat this morning. I don't know, but I didn't get anything conclusive about King Jehoshaphat. But we were stirred in the direction we're going in right now. When I do preach, I like for it to be fresh. Not just for me, but for you too. I don't want to serve up no stale, reheated nothing. I want to give you something fresh from the Lord. And we're going to read Revelation chapter 1. We're going to read the first 11 verses. We'll be commenting on several of these verses. And tonight, if we are preaching tonight, if the Lord doesn't come get us, we'll be preaching tonight out of Revelation chapter 4. But here John starts out here, verse 1 of Revelation chapter 1. He says, the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass, and he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John, who bare record of the word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ and of all things that he saw. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy. You already got a blessing right there.
Amen.
You're hearing the word of this prophecy.
Right.
And he says, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. Now we're getting into a preaching topic right here. John, to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you, and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and have made us kings and priests unto God and his Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also which pierced him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, amen. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is, and which was, and which is to come, the Almighty. This is our text verse here. I, John, who also am your brother.
Yes.
That's my brother, John.
Right.
Amen.
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 And companion in tribulation, and in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was in the isle which is called Patmos, for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and heard behind me a great voice, as of a trumpet, saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. And what thou seest, write in the book, and send it unto the seven churches which are in Asia, unto Ephesus, unto Smyrna, unto Pergamos, and unto Thyatira, and unto Sardis, and unto Philadelphia, and unto Laodicea. We'll stop our reading right there, amen. Some of them words over my head, amen. We're preaching today on I was there, and I thank God that the Lord allows us to be there by way of Scripture, by way of just reading what we just read. But we're going to be preaching today that I was there talking about John. Oh Lord, we thank you, Father, for the privilege to stand, Lord, in this Laodicean day for the Word of God. We thank you, Lord, for those that are before us here right now, here today. We thank you, Father, for those that are listening online. Those, Father, that know the worth of the Word of God, that know the great truths, that know the great treasures that it holds. Lord, bless your children today. Lord, open, I pray, the veil of God. Let us see things, Lord, that are soon to be. Open our eyes with thy salve. Unstop our ears. Help us to hear, Lord, thy sweet voice in this service today. We thank you for what you've already done in Sunday school. And we thank you, Father, for what you're going to do here today in this message. We pray for Brother Mark, Lord, Sister Kay, Lord, Brother Mark, hurting in his back. Sister Kay, Lord, her health in decline. Lord, we pray, Father God, Lord, for Brother Ronnie, Lindsay, Brother Patrick's dad. Pray for his mother. We pray for Sister Joanne Smith. Pray for her daughter, Rita. Pray for Brother Eric. Lord, going to have to go back to the doctor Tuesday, see if they can find what the problem with his stomach is. Lord, we just lift these up, Lord, and many others, Father. But Lord, in this fleshly body, Lord, we realize, Lord, that we'd be better off to be in heaven even right now. Yeah. Lord, give us, I pray, Lord, Lord, a breath of heaven. Give us, Lord, I pray, Lord, an encouraging thought, a word today. Lord, we'd much rather be there, but to occupy here right now, Lord, we know is needful. And we'll thank you for whatever, Lord, you do in all these things. Ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right. Hallelujah. I'm looking for Serenity, and I don't see her. She must be back there in the back. Chase, how you doing this morning, buddy? You okay? You care to get Brother Eddie a bottle of water out of the refrigerator? That's a little hot. Amen. I'm preaching on I was there. And I'm not going to be in no hurry today. I don't think this message is going to be very long anyway. Thank you, buddy. I appreciate that. Amen.
Yeah,
I went to church last night. They got like a 3-day revival over at Bethel. And they had a man named Daniel, Brother Daniel. I can't remember his last name. But one thing caught my eye was he come to me and talking about Brother Bob Balkin, that saved Orthodox Jew. And he was telling me Brother Bob's up there in his church up there in Columbus, Ohio. And he said, Brother Bob, he said, man, he'll get out there in the aisle and he act a lot like me. He'll say, amen, glory. And you know what? I have to admit, I get a little excited like that every now and then. But you know, being there last night, I was admonished by some of the things Brother Daniel mentioned last night, thinking about Brother Bob Malkin, thinking about things to come on the calendar of God. You know, God, He set everything in place, Brother Patrick. And He said in Isaiah chapter 46, verse 10, He said His counsel would stand, Levi.
Yeah.
He said He declared the end from the beginning. And we're getting close to the end. I mean, you can kind of see the writing on the wall. You don't have to be all that smart to be able to understand that we're living in the last days. Amen?
Amen.
And John here, as he says, I was there. Reminds me a lot of us. John's been exiled. I mean, he's been silenced. He's been censured. He's been declared non-essential. They just didn't want to hear what John had to say.
Right.
So they put him on an island out there in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
And you know what, Sister Carol? He ain't forgot. He said, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. He forgot what day it is. You know, us as children of God, they may lock us up. I don't know. John said, I'm your companion in tribulation. He said, I'm your brother. We kind of hope that we can still have peace. You know, be able to worship peaceably. Symbols, you know, and protest if we want to. I done found out only some people get to protest. If you're on the wrong side, you go in the Capitol, you've been an insurrectionist, and you don't have to worry about nothing, but you better not go in there for the right reason, amen. I don't want to get too political here today. But John's been exiled. And even being exiled, he wasn't forsaken. Jesus said, I'll never leave you, I'll never forsake you. He said, Lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. John's not been forsaken. Now, I agree he's been exiled. I agree they don't want to hear what he's got to say. I agree that they call him, I guess a fanatic, a lunatic. He's outdated. He's not up with the times. But you know what's simple? John was there. I preached last Sunday on a good place to be. John was there.
Yeah.
He was up there, got to see the transfiguration of his Lord and Savior, got to see Moses, got to see Elijah.
Amen.
Hey, he was there when Jesus was going to the house of Jairus.
Yeah.
The Lord only took three in there. One of them was John.
Yeah.
Peter, James, and John. He was there.
Yes.
When Jesus went into the house of Jairus, that little 12-year-old girl in there, she done succumbed, done died. And Jesus said she just sleeping. They laughed Jesus to scorn. He put all them unbelievers outside.
Yeah.
He said, Come here, Peter, James, and John, watch this. He said, Tabitha, I say unto thee, arise. And she rose up. John was there.
Amen.
He said, Give her something to eat. Amen.
Amen.
So he put them unbelievers out. You know, I'm glad I'm a believer, amen.
Yeah.
Whatever he wants to do, I just want to be there when it's done, get to see it, get to praise God about it, amen. But John, he's there. When Jesus feeds the 5,000, he's there, amen. When Jesus calms the waves and the wind and says, Peace be still, and there's a great calm, John's there.
Yes, he is.
John's there when he calls out, those devils in that legion. And that man, he's sitting clothed and in his right mind.
That's right.
Mind me of some of that bunch today has done burnt their mind out with drugs and drink, and they don't know what they're doing. That guy that attacked that politician that was speaking, I can't remember any one of his name, he said, I don't know what I was doing. I don't know why I was there. Had some kind of a weapon in his hand, and thank God that guy knew what he's doing. He grabbed him by the wrist. That's all of it. Stopped it dead in his tracks. And that boy just shooting that in that mall. I think a guy killed two people, and he was a legal gun carrier. Took that guy out, and my opinion, buddy, he's a hero. The world don't like him, but I like it. Hey, man, he saved a lot of people's lives.
Yes, he did.
I don't want to talk about neither one of them. I want to talk about old John here.
Amen.
Here he is. I don't know how old he is. But he's been a lot of places that we'd give anything to be. I'm glad we got to go up there and see that ark. I'm kind of glad about the talk about going back too, amen.
Yeah.
I might have went the first time reluctantly, but I'm looking forward to going back again. Hey, it was a big undertaking, but it's worth it, amen. I missed out on the meal. That's one of the main reasons I went up there for it. You get lost in it. Hey, it's a big place. It's a big boat. Hey, me and Brother Ed got lost more than anybody. Amen. John here, he's still faithful. They can't do nothing with him. John gives his salutation there in verse number 4 through verse number 8. And as he's giving that salutation, he's just bragging on his Savior. And you know what he said? He's not only a faithful witness, but he said he's the first begotten from the dead. Well, that's good news.
Yeah.
I don't know about y'all, but I like that begotten from the dead. I was dead in trespasses and sins.
Yeah.
I've got eternal life now, and I'm enjoying it. Amen. Last thing on my mind is dying. My pastor done bought his grave and done put the tombstone up, done put the, what they call that, what they put on the tombstone?
Epitaph.
Yeah, done put his epitaph on there. He said, if I don't need it, he said, you can have it, amen. Well, I'm kind of hoping not to need it myself, but he has set his house in order. But I got eternal life. Oh, I'm telling you, one of these days, old Brother Eddie's going to come to the end of this short life down here. I want to step over, praise God, into that good place that That ram of the redeemed, amen. I'm telling you, what the world can't see and understand, we'll get to visit, and not only visit, but dwell there forever. Amen. He's bragging on Jesus, the first begotten of the dead, the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. Oh, thank God for the blood of Jesus.
Yeah, right.
Oh, I come real close to preaching this morning. It ain't too far off that we'll be preaching on the sufferings of Christ. It's a bigger message than I am a preacher. But I'll tell you right now, boy, I'm glad that he was willing to give his blood. I'm glad that he delivered himself into the hands of sinful men. Oh, what a Savior. Washed us from our sins in his own blood. Amen. Have made us kings and priests. I ain't never been nobody. But Jesus made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever. Amen. John here gives a little encouraging word. He said, "Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also which pierced him, and all the kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him." Even so, amen. That statement right there is not to the church. He's going to come get us like a thief in the night, and the world's going to wonder what happened. But when Jesus comes to his people Israel, they're going to see him come in the clouds. You can read about it in Revelation chapter 6. First thing they're going to do, Brother Dean, is they're going to look for a hiding place, and they're going to dig one of their own. I mean, brother, they're wanting to hide. They're going to see him coming. And it's going to be a fearful sight. He's not going to be happy. He's going to have fire in his eye. Amen. And I'm telling you, buddy, he's come to serve judgment upon this Christ-rejected world. I'm glad I received him joyfully. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But John here, he's writing to the Jewish people. And he says, you're going to see him when he comes. And you're going to wail when he comes. And all the earth, all the kindreds of the earth will wail because of him. But our text verse, verse 9, John here, after that salutation that John mentions, the faithfulness of Jesus in verse 5, mentions that Jesus is the Almighty in verse number 8. John here, he's still serving.
Amen.
When he said, "I was on the aisle," he hadn't quit. Brother Mitchell, you know, he's just serving the best he can in the capacity that he has to serve in. He's not over a big mega church. Hey, he's on an island, and he's faithful in the little that he has to be faithful over. He's in the Spirit on the Lord's day. Hey, he's still serving. Amen.
Amen.
He said, "I was there." And, you know, I know one of these days the Lord's going to come. And when he comes, I want to be there.
Yeah.
Where he's coming. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I mean, Thomas missed the coming of the Lord to the disciples in the room. There, you know, and you know, he got a little bit on the defensive when they tried to tell him the Lord came and visited us. And he said, "Except I see with my own eyes and put my finger in the print of his hand, and thrust my hand inside his eyes, I ain't going to believe him." In John chapter 20, verse 19 through 24, John wasn't there. I mean, not John wasn't there, but Thomas wasn't there, but John is. John's still there. John's still serving. He hadn't lost sight of the coming of the Lord. Hey, he's still looking, and he's still standing, amen. And not only that, John, you know, he's faithful in what he can be faithful in. He hadn't thrown in the towel. He's still in the fight. John's enduring hardship. John could not be silenced.
Right.
They just don't know what to do with John.
Right.
Now, we've done been through COVID, and I think they're trying to bring it around a second time.
Yeah.
And you know, we know in this flesh world no good thing. We know these old frail bodies can just take so much.
Right.
But they sure don't love us. Jesus said, "Marvel not that the world hates you. No, it hated me, for it hated you." Yeah. This ain't our home, Sarah.
No.
on our way home. It's nearer than when we believe, but we ain't there yet. But John here, you'd think he'd be defeated. You'd be thinking he'd have a pity party. Yeah. He'd be saying, why me? What did I do to deserve this? Yeah. Oh, John's still serving.
That's right.
He's still standing.
Yeah.
Hey, he's still reporting. Amen. Not only that, the Lord showed up while he's still there. Amen. Hey, he wasn't going to have to wait too long to get some kind of visitation for the faithfulness. Here he is. He's still serving. And John, he's still saying that the time is at hand.
Yeah.
He mentions that in verse number 3. He said the time's at hand. You know, we've been hearing that for years. You'd think the Lord had already come, but he hasn't. You think, why is he delaying his coming? He knows why. One day we'll know why. There's a bunch down here that need to be saved. I'm glad he waited long enough for me to get saved. And you'll be glad he waits long enough for you if you're not saved. Oh my. John here. He's making the best of it. You know, he ain't sitting there counting his gold. He ain't trying to balance his checkbook. He ain't trying to be popular, make a, you know, what he got this now, YouTube stuff and FaceTime. And I don't know, I'm like Brother Ed. I'm a low-tech man in the high-tech world. John, he's still on track. He's still focused in on who he is, where he is, and what he's waiting on. Amen. He's not missing nothing. We're kind of like John.
That's right.
I mean, the world looks on us and they say, what is wrong with them? They are crazy. Well, that might be true, but we're the right kind of crazy. Now, to me, somebody that's crazy is like what I used to be. Use their mouth for a funnel, pour whiskey down, pour drink down.
Yeah.
I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah.
And you know what?
Right.
Now they're getting ready to legalize marijuana. Now they're trying to figure out some way, you know, to make wrong right. Somehow the right laws where you can do what you want, when you want, not have to pay any consequences for it. Buddy, John, he's making the best of his situation.
Amen.
I know we're amidst a crooked and perverse generation. I know that, you know, all the great revivals are over with. All seem like all the great preachers have all graduated this life. Seem like we're in the rear of the caboose of the train. But Carol, we're still on track.
Right.
And I'm thankful to be here right now.
Amen.
And you know what? If I wasn't, I was there last night at that meeting last night, Brother Jerry. And I was there, I was thinking about where I used to be on Saturday night. I'm glad I'm not where I used to be. Amen. I'm glad, praise God, I'm here today. I'm glad, praise God, there is a place like this to be here today.
Amen.
Y'all may think this is strange, but they're trying to shut the churches down.
Yes.
They're not going to have to worry too much longer. We're getting ready to get out of the way.
Amen.
When we get out of the way, they're going to say, what happened? Where did they go? Hey, they're going to be looking for us.
Yeah.
You know, Elijah got caught up in a flaming a chariot parted him and Elisha in a whirlwind, called Elijah up. And when Elisha came back, them sons of the prophet said, can we go look for him? He said, you ain't going to find him.
Right.
And they said, but can we go look for him? He said, help yourself. They couldn't find him. They're going to look for us. I can only imagine all the books going to be wrote.
Right.
Oh,
all we know is they will sacrifice. Then they're gone.
Amen.
I can only imagine all the controversy that's going to be stirred up because we're not going to be here. I'm glad I'm here now, but we're not going to be here forever. We know that this ain't our home. We know we're getting ready to make our exodus. We know where we're going. We know whom we believe. We know He's faithful. We know He's coming. And praise God when He does come. Hallelujah. I guess the last thing I'm going to say, Brother James, as I'm going up here, I'm going to say, I told you so. Right now it sounds like it's far off. You know, death's a lot like that.
long as you ain't dying, you ain't thinking about death.
No.
But you know, when death comes around, you know, you get to think a little bit more about death than you did before.
Yeah.
And you get to asking questions that you didn't ask before. You try to get advice that you wasn't interested in before. Thank you, honey. Thank you, Serenity. Hey, man, I'm telling you, I got some helpers. Hallelujah. Thank you, honey. Yeah, it's blessings right there. Little John, he's on an island all by himself. They think they took care of John. He's having a time in his life.
Amen.
He ain't a bit discouraged. When he said, I was on the Isle of Patmos, hey, we're supposed to occupy till Jesus comes. Mm-hmm. Now you say, well, I really would rather be somewhere else. No, all we got to do is be content with such things as we have. And you know what? Occupy till Jesus shows up, and you'll never have another want. You'll never have another desire. I'm telling you, they'll all be fulfilled when we get out of this mess. Right now, John's just faithful in the little. Like I said, it ain't like he's got anybody to impress with any words or anything, but he's still faithful. He said, I was on the isle called Patmos.
Yeah.
He said, I was there for the Word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm telling you, that's pretty good. Amen. John hadn't given up. John's still going. John's making the best of his circumstances.
Amen.
John's still looking. And as he's looking, John hears a great voice. Look at verse 10. He said, I heard behind me a great voice.
Yeah.
As of a trumpet. You know what? One day we're going to hear a great voice.
Amen.
We're going to preach about it tonight. It's found in Revelation chapter 4. I think it's close. I think on the calendar of God, we're fixing to get out of here. Amen.
I
like old John that finished up Revelation saying, even so, Lord Jesus, come quickly. Never saw. John never lost sight of heaven. John never got distracted. John never gave up. John's still there in what he can, the capacity's in on Isle of Patmos. And he said, I heard behind me a great voice. Then John turns and he sees a great sight. He said, and I turned to see the voice that spake with me.
Yeah.
And being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks.
Mm-hmm.
He saw not only a great sight, but he said, and in the middle of the seven candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, and girded about the paps with a golden girdle. He heard a great voice and saw a great sight. He saw the resurrected Savior. He said, one like unto the Son of God. He saw Him, Brother Ed, in His glory.
Yeah.
On the Mount of Transfiguration. But He sees Him here different than the Mount of Transfiguration.
Right.
He sees Him in a prophetic way. He sees Him as the Judge of all the earth.
Yeah.
And He says, His head and His hairs were white like wool and white as snow, and His eyes were as a flame of fire. He saw a great sight.
Yes, He did.
I'll tell you how great it was. It caused Him to faint. Amen. Said He fell at His feet as dead. Amen. But John, he goes on to say, His feet were like unto brass as if they burned in a furnace, and His voice as the sound of many waters.
Yeah.
And He had in His right hand seven stars.
Yeah.
And out of His mouth went a sharp two-edged sword.
Wow.
And His countenance was like the sun shineth in His strength. And when I saw Him, He said, I fell at His feet as dead. And He laid His right hand. John's a right-hand man. Laid His right hand upon me, saying, fear not, I'm the first and the last. It was a fearful thing.
Yeah.
But it also was a wonderful thing that He saw.
Yeah.
And heard that great voice, saw that great sight. You know, when something like that happens, you wonder what you're supposed to do. Sometimes you ain't supposed to do nothing. Moses told the people of God, when they got to the Red Sea, he said, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Sometimes that's all you need to do is just stand still.
Right.
Amen.
Psalm chapter 46, verse 10. It's something we have a hard time doing. It says, be still and know that I'm God.
Yeah, amen.
And I don't know what's wrong with us, but we can do everything but be still.
That's
right. Brother Thomas, he's wanting to play. I'm going to get down there and play with him. Amen. But there is a time to play. And there's a time to preach. He's playing, I'm preaching. Amen. And listen, John here, he sees this great sight. It's more than he can contain. And he fell down as one that was dead. He wasn't dead, but he fell as one that was dead.
Yeah.
And Brother Ed, he heard this tremendous statement. I am he that was dead. And behold, I'm alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and death. John gets a great mystery. You know the message to the seven churches. John's there to receive that message. He receives it from the Lord. Verse number 19 and 20. The Lord gives him commission here. And the Lord says, write the things which thou hast seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter, the mystery of the seven stars which thou sawest in my right hand, and the seven golden candlesticks. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven candlesticks which thou sawest are the seven churches. If John hadn't been there, he wouldn't have got that great revelation. You know, sometimes you can't help it. You can't be there. Sometimes you wish you could be there. I know everybody didn't get to go up there and see the ark. But you know what? You can go maybe next time. Amen.
Yeah.
But it was wonderful to go up there. It was wonderful to see. It was wonderful to experience all of that stuff he put up.
Yes.
John, Brother Ed, he's there. He didn't miss the message. He got the mystery that was revealed about the seven churches. And John's faithful. He writes them down. Yeah. Brother Ed gave me a letter this morning. I told him, hit me. Remember, I visited the family on the way out of church this Wednesday night as we got done. There was a family right up the road here on the right. Kids swimming in the swimming pool. And adults were sitting on the porch. And I went up there and introduced myself. His name was Christopher. Her name was Natasha. And they were unequally yoked together. They won't mind me saying that. Christopher's the one that mentioned it. She was Catholic. And he was a Seventh-day Adventist. And I tried not to make no big deal about that. Just wanted to invite them to church. Come by there this morning. Their car wasn't there. And I thought, hallelujah, they're coming to the house of God. The Bible tells us to compel people to come in.
Yeah.
You're out in the hedges and highways. Compel them to come in that God's house might be filled.
Amen.
We're not a big church, but I see we got room. We could have some more. One of these days, maybe, we might have to build on. Might have to build a bigger building. I don't know, but right now, I'm here.
Amen.
You're here.
Amen.
And as long as we're still here, it's a blessing to see this many people come to the house of God. I'll tell you right now, dude. From a pastor's standpoint, yeah, I want to see the church filled. You're right. But right now, whether it's filled or not, I want to be here. Yeah. Amen. Amen. If the Lord shows up, I want to be here. Amen. And He's going to show up. Hey, He's not going to delay. He's coming. He's coming. The day of the Lord will come.
Amen.
I want to be here when He comes.
Amen. That's right.
Man, I don't want Him to show up and say, where's He? I want Him to show up and say, you ready? I said, hallelujah.
Ready.
Yes. Yeah.
Ready.
Oh, my. If the Lord showed up right now, wouldn't it be a good time to get out? Hot as it is, glory to God. Go up there, amen. See what no eye's ever seen, hear what no ear's ever heard, to see the things that never entered in the heart of men, the things that God has prepared for those that love Him, and those that His appearing. Kick up some gold dust. A sight, we're seeing it, man.
Right.
You know, they brought them twin tires down. 9/11, I think it was either 2000 or 2001. I can't remember. But I do remember walking into the break room and on the TV there, there's a plane stuck in a building. And while I'm sitting there looking at it, saying, what the heck's going on? Here comes another circling around. Went into the other building. I was there when that hit.
Amen.
It was a horrible, horrible thing to see. But as horrible as it was, and the loss of life was over 2,000, how wonderful it'll be when Jesus shows up, Brother Danny.
Right.
We'll start singing our songs in heaven. We'll start making acquaintance with those that done gone on before. What ain't good about heaven, you can take these off. Don't need no more watches. Don't need no more calendars. Hey, I'm telling you, up there everything's eternal. Don't have to worry about nothing have to be repaired. Don't have to worry about anything being rebuilt. I'm telling you, everything up there is forever. And when we get there, we'll be forever. But right now, we're hoping that Jesus will come soon. I don't know about you. I've had it up to here. Amen. Well, there's stuff going on down there. God bless you, Brother Danny. We might have a mishap. Amen. I don't know if you got that on tape or not. But hallelujah. Brother Thomas, he got over a little too far. And it looked like he was getting ready to get a knot on the head. Amen. That's one thing about technology, it don't always do what you expect it to do. I want to be here when the Lord comes. I'm like Thomas, I want to be faithful when the Lord comes. Lord didn't have to worry about finding Thomas. Thomas was right where he's supposed to be. Hey, he was right where he was supposed to be, doing what he's supposed to do. Hey, he said, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and Jesus showed up. Amen. It ain't going to be too long. Jesus is going to show up. I don't know how the world's going to handle it. I'm going to handle it pretty good, Brother Danny. I'm getting out of here, buddy. Woo! My family, only one I know for sure saved me, but I hope they're saved. And if they're saved, we'll make our exodus together. If not, they should listen. Amen. I tried my best to pray for them. You know, you pray for them quit smoking, you pray for them quit drinking, you pray for them quit cussing, pray for them get in church. That's all I do, pray for them, amen. But it's so poor right here, if the Lord shows up, I'm getting out of here. Hey, I'm leaving on the first load. I'm not looking back. I'm going to heaven, glory to God. I'll take it either way, I don't care. You know, one of these days they're going to come in here carrying with guns. That's the mind of this world. That's what John was having to deal with. They told about Jesus. Away with him! Away with him! Crucify him! That's kind of what happened to John. They wanted to get rid of him.
Yes, they did.
They wanted to get rid of us, Brother Ed. I know we're in the way. They'll be glad we're in the way. We're out of the way, man.
That's right.
They're going to say, boy, I wish I could hear them songs again. You'd probably be surprised how much the world wants to get saved. Why don't they get saved? There's a devil down here.
That's right.
That devil's not going to let you do nothing.
That's right.
He will blind your mind. He will bind you. He'll keep you. I only know one that can set you free of the devil. And that one that set me free 34 years ago, I'm still free indeed. Hey, he cleaned me up. I'm not what I used to be, never going to be what I used to be. Glory to God, I'm glad what I am. What are you, Brother Eddie? I'm like Brother Paul. I am what I am by the grace of God.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't even understand me myself. But I don't expect you to understand me neither. But understand this. I had more than a close encounter. I met him. Amen. Woo! Nobody never spoke like he spoke. Nobody never done for me what he done for me. I'll never deny him. John, he's not denying him. John can't help it. He's on an isle called Patmos. I'll tell you what, they can't stop him. He said, I was there. They can't stop us. We can be here.
Right.
One day we're going to be there. Right now this is going to have to do. Right now this is our affair. But soon we're going to be there where he is. Amen.
Amen.
We'll be preaching about that a little bit tonight. I'm glad, praise God, that we can be here. I'm not kidding you, it's sad. But the mind of this world is so full of the devil.
That's right.
The Bible said that the devil come before to kill.
Amen.
to steal and to destroy, John 10:10. Right. They're going to be coming in here, Bonnie, with guns. They're going to want to shut the church down.
Yeah.
They're going to want to silence the voice. They're going to want to exile us. Listen, we're getting out of the way. Yeah. It's not going to be long. We're going home, amen. But they want us out of here. I'm going to be here until He comes for me, and then I'm going to be there. But the Bible tells us to be here. Not forsaking, Hebrews 10:25. Not forsaking and assembling ourselves together as the manner of some is.
Right.
But exhorting one another. When you're here, you encourage me. I want this time today just to try to encourage Sister Sybil. I'm still trying to figure out which time that she's talking about. She said lavender. My wife said that's lavender. Award. Amen. Sister Sybil, she gave me two boxes full of ties. One of them is a lavender tie. I'm going to have to bring them because I've done more about over half of them. But you know what? Trying to exhort one another.
Yeah.
Trying to encourage one another.
Yeah.
I know it's been tough. I know it takes its toll. I was here to hear Sister Sharon sing that song this morning.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Hey, I want to be there. John, he hadn't left his post. He's right where the Lord knew where he was. And you know what? He never missed nothing.
That's right.
Hey, man, I'm not going to miss nothing either, Brother Mitchell.
That's right.
I'm going to see it all. I'm going to hear it all. And one day, praise God, I'm going where they all are. There's a great bunch. It's not a little bit. I'm talking about there's a great bunch. Can you imagine going to tour of heaven? Talk to Noah about building an arch. I saw a replica of that boat you built. And Noah said something about life. It wasn't nothing like that. Maybe talk to Abraham. Maybe talk to David. Maybe talk to Adam. But you know, I ain't going to be talking to Cain. The Bible said he's of that wicked one. But I will get to talk to Abel. Abel, he probably said, I wish my brother hadn't killed me, but I still love my brother.
Yeah.
Yeah. Heaven will make a lot of wrongs right.
Yeah. Right.
But those that miss heaven have no one to blame but themselves.
Yeah.
You know, if you're not there when the roll call's called in heaven, you'll only have one that you can blame for that.
That's right.
And it won't be Jesus.
Amen.
I'm telling you, the Lord made provisions for all. He gave His life a ransom for all. Hey, He wants all to be saved. He wants all to come to heaven. Man, as high as everything is right now, I'm glad there's a verse that says, come by without money. Isaiah 55:2. I never had no money. Heaven's my kind of place, Brother Jerry. They said, come by without money. I don't know if you got credit cards or what. I guess I'll just say, put it on my father's bill. He don't drive. Down here, buddy, they built me like a cow right now. It sure is going to be good to be there. When you don't have to watch how high the gas is. When you don't have to look at how high the bread is or how high the vegetables are. But praise God, it's all free. God wants everybody to go to heaven. Look like I put one more little note down here. Listen, we need to be there. The only way to be there is to make reservations. I made mine April 27, 1988, and I've still got it recorded in the book of life. That an old sinner named Eddie Wade call upon Him that's rich in mercy to all that call upon Him. I got a refuge for my soul. I laid hold on eternal life. I'm going to be there. Glory to God by the grace of God. Listen, if you're not going to be there, I'll do something about that. Let me tell you. Death's coming. I wouldn't want to be there and not have eternal life. You know, death has no more dominion over us according to Hebrews chapter number 2. The Bible talks about Jesus took His body through death. To destroy Him had the power of death, that is the devil. The Lord defeated the devil at Calvary. The devil thought He'd won till smoke cleared. And when the smoke cleared, Brother Ed, he saw the resurrected Savior saying, I'll take them keys now.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you, it didn't take Him long to give it to Him either.
He was just hoping that's all he wanted was those keys of death and hell. Are you going to be there? Well, I hope you are. I can't imagine being pastor of a church.
Amen.
Looking in your faces.
Amen.
Loving you.
Amen.
Praying for you.
Bless
and you not be there.
Right.
Old song says, will the circle be broken?
Yeah.
Wow. I want us all to be there.
That's right.
I want us all to go up there and see the ark. I thank God for all that got to go. But this is greater than that. We're going to heaven itself. Oh my. I want you to be there. Lord, we thank you for this thought, for this message, Lord. Lord, we lean all week. Didn't even really have much even today. But I thank you, Father, for the thought. I thank you for the message. Lord, I pray you'll help us to be not hearers only, but be doers. Help us to do something with this Jesus. Help us to make sure, Lord, that we're going to be there. Lord, you're greater in our heart. You know all things. Lord, if there is any doubt, any, maybe questions or reservations about whether we're going to be there, I pray, Lord, that your children today would make sure, and those that, Lord, don't have that confidence, Lord, I pray they'd make sure of it even today. We thank you, Lord, for what you do. Your part much greater than our part. We're just a messenger boy. Lord, you're the one, Lord, that ministers, Lord, to us. You're the one, Lord, that forgives our sin, that cleanses from our sins, and saves us from sin. Have your way here today. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen. All right, let everybody stand. Get Brother Jerry, please. Sister Sharon. Verse of invitation on him.